previously on the Mike Knox Show.
So here it is. Were you a Cody Rhodes fan during the Legacy days? I'm sorry, Vaughn. I had to rock this hat because I've been a Cody Rhodes fan forever. Orton versus Cody from the Evolution, from the Legacy days, right? Were you a fan of Dashing? Were you buying the shirts for Dashing? Were you fixing your mustache when he finally grew it? Not in this picture, but was you growing your mustache for Dashing Cody Rhodes? When he actually broke his nose and he wore the mask and he put the bags on fans, were you cheering for Cody? Oh, anyway, you waited till he left the company after Stardust, which he still did good, because everything Cody Rhodes ever touches, it's always been good, okay? The American Nightmare, Ring of Honor. He went and started his own federation over in AEW. He's breaking thrones. He didn't win WrestleMania because of this shit right here. It's literally in my fucking intro. You have to pay the Piper. And I get that the Piper is gone, and we know what the bid had been picked, but you have to pay. And now all of a sudden, oh, now you're a fan. I get it now, right? Because he came out, he fought the establishment. That's what it's all about, people. See, what you don't understand is that, sit down, lay down. Go ahead, lay down. It's okay. It's okay. Lay down. Put on some Marvin Gaye. Some Johnny Gill. You know, that deep R&B. And just lay back. And let the smooth sounds of Mike Knox educate you on what you don't even know yourself. And that's the fact that you just truly deep down inside hate the WWE. There's your tweet. Hey, Chris, there's your commercial.
Previously on the Mike Knox Show.
Some viewers may find the following video disturbing. Viewer discretion is advised.
Yeah. Perfect Plex Radio. We about to go live on him. Mike Knox. That's with three X's because he's hardcore. Are y'all ready? We about to give y'all something special. You ready? Let's go! At the money, now you're all what you getting in. Perfect Plex Radio, got them listening. Mike Knox, from Cena to The Rock, or whatever wrestler is hot. News and interviews, just a one-stop shop. Matter of fact, let me give you more choices. You can call in and be the voice with the voiceless. So what you waiting on? Let's get it cracking. Let's talk wrestling, that's enough rapping. Perfect Plex Radio, simply, we about to give y'all something special. You ready? Let's go!
Well, I mean, damn. I don't know. You know what? Resumes don't matter. None of that stuff matters. Confirmed for WrestleMania. Are y'all ready for the biggest joke of hashtag depth of dirt sheets I've ever came up with in my entire life and ever heard in my entire life? LA Knight, are you ready? Yeah! I know. Rock, are you ready?
Bring it, bitch!
I mean, even Farouk gotta come. Bam! Tony Khan himself is watching this and saying, what in the bloody hell are you guys talking about? Welcome to the Mike Knox Show. I am your host, Mike Knox. And indeed, I spelled my name with three X's because, like, the bullshit you guys read as wrestling fans, who I don't know how you can call yourself wrestling fans, I am hardcore, people. Listen, welcome back to the show for the intelligent wrestling fan right here on Unpopular Reviews Wrestling. Let's go around the blocks with Mike Knox before you go down this road. It's not yellow. It's not glowing like Michael Jackson's Billie Jean. It's just the road to WrestleMania. Are you going? Are you excited? I mean, last time we were here, we know what the possibilities were, right? And then we got Raw last week. We got a kickoff press conference. I mean, damn. Wrestling was as hot. You know I got to say it, Dice. I'm old, right? So, I repeat myself, DJ. Avoid the clap, Jimmy Dugan. Those who know the movie and love a league of their own, know where that come from. Because that's good advice, kid. Okay? That's how hot the wrestling business has been. The chat. Everybody, I will get to you momentarily. Do me a favor, guys. Please like, follow, subscribe, share, all that good stuff. All right. Unpopular Review Wrestling, Unpopular Review Entertainment, The Mike Knox Show, The Z is Silent, The Victorious Ones Podcast. I got my producers holding me down backstage. Both of them, 301 King Von Jr. on the Twitter, The Victorious Ones Podcast. Ayatollahs, rock and rollers, stars, quasars, and all that fancy shit. That's my guy. Holla at me. All right? Let's get those tweets together, though, my brother. We gonna get it. We gonna build this right. We gonna keep building this thing. Michael, put that back up, please. You are the leader of the Knox pack, of the Knoxers, when it comes to this right here, hashtag get the dirt sheets. Because it's not that... I put a question, right, Vaughn? Z is silent backstage as well, Dice Man. And the Jobber Tears group, right? And I've never really posted there. I'm a comment guy. I'm a liking whatever kind of guy. But I don't really write things because I hate feedback that... Because wrestling fans are more than fickle, okay? So I put, what is wrestling fans' problems? And literally, the response has been overwhelming with, I would say, overpowering 80% of the right geared towards the right thing, which is what I've been saying for years. Grandbody P holding us down in the UK. As I've been saying for years, what's going on, Tennis? Welcome back to the program, man. What's going on, brother? Bishop, man, what's up? Where that gear at, baby? I know, listen, me and Dice got your back, all right? So drop the link, let us know, okay? But this wrestling thing, people, it's beyond our fault, right? So let's just get into it, because I saw this, right? Let's be honest. No one believes this shit, right? Right? I just want y'all to see this, right? I saw this in multiple places. So I can't even say it was Joe Blow's dirt sheet, right? It was the Ghost of Christmas Marvin Gaye's Passes playlist. This is not the Iron Curtain Ahmed Johnson that was brought to you by Mike Knox, his podcast. No, not at all. Not a shot. It's just a factor, Ahmed. Okay? But this is just truly blows me. Right? Don't get me wrong. Let me be quiet before I get canceled too, right? Let's just leave that right there. Okay? So... What blew me, right, was that multiple people believe this narcissist. That's the wrong word. Sorry, Lex Luthor. Lex is going to be, it's only one Lex, damn it. And Luger can't have it. It belongs to Lex Luthor, okay? So I always call him the same name. I can't blame that one on being old, Dice. That's just me not having to get their names confused. Just the appeal. That's a Mike Knox problem. But what's not a Mike Knox problem is this shit. Right here. Triple H has a pacemaker. Not a retainer. He ain't got the fronts of Kanye West. He ain't got a broken wrist like Kevin Owens. You know, he ain't even got a stent around his heart, which you could probably maybe think, you know, maybe with a stent. I don't know. You know, I'm going to say hell no. I don't know. But I do know in a pacemaker. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. If I'm sounding stupid, please, Dice Man, come on and tell me, Michael, shut the fuck up. But I think I'm accurate in this one that you can't wrestle with a pacemaker. Okay? When Triple H steps in a stage in press conferences and kickoffs, even in his stature still being a massive guy, right? Shoulders and all. He doesn't seem the same. I am out of shape with two bad knees and was out of work last year for about 6 months. I think I can beat Triple H in a race. That's how bad I'm. He gonna wrestle? Don't tell me Dave reported it to the PS. I don't know what Dave reported. You know, and since you said it, damn it. Hey, Dave Meltzer, if you did this dumb shit, fuck you. There it is. Fuck you, Dave Meltzer. Okay? So, no. We'll get to this, right? When you click on this video, you're thinking, oh, this is really confirmed. No, it's not. And no, I'm not someone who just says, oh, you know, this is a dirt sheet thing. No, this is to purposely get the dirt sheets to probably click on this to say, oh my God, did it stick? No, you missed that one, brother. He's like, ooh, is it in? Yes, it says no. It's not in. That be y'all. Y'all just be around the thigh and be hoping that, you know, did I spit on it enough? All right. I'm going to stop right there, Robin. Let's get into the weekend pro wrestling. Okay. Because this right here was not happening. And we knew the week was coming. Let me see. Well, you know what? Before the week of wrestling, guys. Anything I miss? Well, there's F. Dave Meltzer. You cannot wrestle with a pacemaker. Thank you. Thank you, Vaughn. Okay. Actually, when I first saw that, right, because, you know, it's coming up as I'm talking, so I'm really not trying to pay attention to it in my peripheral. And y'all know I can't see. I ain't got cataracts or nothing. I just can't see. Okay. I was talking about John Cena, so I thought I saw a peacemaker for a second. So it came back up. Yes, Mike, no. I wasn't cheering for Cody back then. Team bring it all day. Well, you know, I do have on my shirt. Let y'all in on a little thing of business one-on-one with Mike Knox. Number one, friends and business don't mix. So I tell all the friends that I'm in business with where my priorities lie. And they will all tell you Mike Knox is telling the truth. And shout out to Usher for no damn reason. You know what? We're going to talk about Usher later. We're going to talk about Usher later. So as I'm going through this thing of pro wrestling, it's making me think like, well, fans, can we just relax? So let's just go through the walk. Let's go through. Also, let's say, and also, fuck that so-called journalist who said The Rock was booed in Vegas for the Hawaii thing. No, The Rock wasn't booed in Vegas. And anybody who said that, just tell them to get their grandmother's Ayala's glasses. Right? Because you can see that on the Peacock. You're happy? I said Peacock. All right? Congrats on getting your new Mania jacket, bro. Listen, throw the ones up. I'm with you, Anthony. Shout out to Chalkline. Let's just say that. Okay? But wrestling fans, man, like, so we left off here going to Raw. Y'all see it everywhere. If y'all didn't see the Raw review show here on Unpop Review, check it out tonight immediately from my Monday Night Raw with the original host, the executive consultant, and Evo Dulce being on there. But man, after SmackDown, and he gave up the spot, the so-called spot, not my spot, not a dog named spot, not a liver spot, not a ball spot, but my spot. Come on, y'all. Where y'all at with that Monday Night Raw reference to the Four Horsemen? But gave up his spot. Seth Rollins comes out wearing his wife's clothes. And I'm going to say that because Roman says that, and he's my tribal chief. So I'm okay to say that because I acknowledge my tribal chief. Okay? But if you don't acknowledge your tribal chief, you better respect Seth Rollins, because Seth Rollins is worth being respected. Okay? And even though my tribal chief says he dresses like a woman, I still respect Seth Rollins, okay? I prefer the Monday Night Messiah, as the Zia Silence said on the SmackDown review show. But hey, it's still Seth freaking Rollins. When he gets in the ring, you're going to have to sit there for about 10 to 15 minutes, depending on how big the crowd is, okay? So let's not say Seth Rollins is not over. All that bullshit about Seth Rollins and Seth Rollins, that, stop it. Let that shit go. But then Drew McIntyre gets in the ring. Look at that man. That's the perfect specimen of make me champion, okay? With the greatest shirt in wrestling history, if you hate CM Punk. Frankly, I would never buy this shirt, just so you know. I'm a CM Punk supermark, okay? But it's still funny as shit. Okay, it is hilarious as hell. He definitely didn't get the jacket from the men's section. Oh, no, he definitely did. You know, my wife and I watched Married at First Sight, and the dude said, oh, I like these. He said, yeah, this is like a culture between shorts. We're like, they look like gladiators. So I always said, no, bro, that's called a squirt. Like, I never thought I'd marry a man who shops in the female section of clothes. You know what I'm saying? But that he definitely didn't, right? But Seth Rollins still holding it down. Like, this shirt's holding it down. You can go get this shirt, by the way, at WWEshop.com somewhere. Pie for $40, okay? Petty Drew is great, Drew. I love Petty Drew. And then, you know, this weekend wrestling shit, we just go through. We know what we're here for. That bullshit called Confirmed. Right, The Rock and Triple H. That's just funny. That's just some funny shit, right? But boom, we got to give respect to Gunther. And who can come out here and beat Gunther? Nobody, nobody's other favorite. I got to say this. Jey Uso is the second biggest face in the WWE. And yeah. Listen, when Usher's performing last night, that's what I'm doing in my house. We're all doing the Jey Uso in the crib, okay? As Usher. Ush is performing. But then he like, yo, I want this. I need this. Come give me the title, right? So at this point, is this still happening? Because we got the press conference and Cody brings up things like your family. Jason Michael Campbell checks in. How can I respect Trash Rollins? I can't even respect wrestlers who wear sneakers to wrestle with. What happened to wrestling boots? Nah, come on, Jason. Wrestling boots left a long time ago. And I know. I don't like the sneaker shit either. Right? But some people out here like lipstick that gets transferred, and I hate that. I'm like, I don't care if she got makeup on. No, if her lipstick comes off on a straw or on your neck and your clothes, that ain't good lipstick. So that's my point. Like, who am I to say what you can and can't wrestle in? It didn't hurt John Cena's career, and they find it more comfortable for the things they're doing today in the ring other than boots. However, as a diehard wrestling fan, I'm with you, the boots is there. But got to give him his respect when he wrestles. He doesn't wrestle in female clothes. Okay? So he's trying to be. Didn't y'all just see the trailer last night for Wicked? Clearly, he was auditioning to be the Wizard of Oz. That's all he's been doing, just like a mummer ever since. So then, boom, they whoop his ass. Main event, Jey Uso sends the New Day, the greatest faction in WWE history, according to the Victorious Ones podcast, right? Comes out to help him. Like, come on, bring it. I'm here for it. But then we get Mama Thickley, Rhea Thickley, that is, coming out, finna talk her trash. Great picture, by the way. I don't know who picked this picture out. Great snapshot. And then it don't matter. Just don't bite it. Oh, yeah. The Beauty and the Beast is back. All rolled into one and said, I'm here for this. And they get their match at Elimination Chamber, which disappointed me. But as we go through the weekend, wrestling, we know why that happened. Okay, so that'd be Elimination Chamber. And then we get Cody Rhodes in a match that nobody wants to see. Why is Cody wrestling Shinsuke Nakamura again? Why is he wrestling Shinsuke Nakamura again? Oh, The Rock did call them the Cody Crybabies. I didn't say that. Okay, all right, did that. Me. You want to go have sex? No, I'm going to complain. Okay, all that stuff. Anyway, Cody gets the big boot from Drew McIntyre, and then we get to the goddamn kickoff, and this is where all hell broke loose, and wrestling fans sit back, relax, and just let me ask you a question. Do I need to put back on the music again? Do we have to sit back and just breathe a little bit? Just breathe a little bit. That's all it takes. Please like, follow, and subscribe at this moment, guys. All right, we're going to take a little break. We're going to come right back, and we're going to introduce you guys to a couple segments that we have. I got the Week in Wrestling coming up. I got Two Words or Two Sweet coming up. But we also got other shows on the network, y'all. So we'll be right back here on the Mike Knox Show. Got to pay some people some bills, right? I mean, I got a lot of sweat equity out here. We got to make these fools work. We'll be right back.
30 winters ago, the war tore a hole in the sky. Only a few survived. Our only hope is in my hands.
Take off the pack, nice and slow.
Put that hand on me again, you won't get it back. Cursed be the ground for our sake. For out of the ground we were taken, and to the dust we shall return.
I told you you weren't gonna get that back.
I love this guy.
Check out the Unpopular Review Entertainment section. You like comic book movies, all that good stuff that's just not professional wrestling. Check that out, because coming up this Wednesday, for the first time ever, Unpopular Review Entertainment and Unpopular Review Wrestling will bring to you the Husband and Wife Review Show as we review love in WWE on Valentine's Day. So let me show y'all how to do this on camera, how you cheat a woman on camera on Valentine's Day. My wife, she's going to put in work for the network, and I'm going to show you fools how you do Valentine's Day. And I don't hear that Valentine cards and birthday wishes. Please, that just means you a cheap-ass motherfucker, okay? I ain't trying to hear that shit. Or you ain't got no girl, okay? Or you don't know what the hell love is. And yes, I can buy this shit every single day. Damn it, I'm complaining buying it on that day, okay? It's ridiculous how they triple the price for one damn day. That I buy flowers every time, now I got to pay triple the price. Damn you, America! Goddamn America, that's what my president Barack Obama said. Okay, but damn, we got you the kickoff. And damn it. First, Bianca Belair. Now, y'all wondering why she's on the screen right now, because she didn't have a match or nothing like that. Well, I'm gonna tell you why Bianca Belair is there. Because I just told you we're gonna talk about love in WWE. So why would they not show Bianca Belair on the stage? And not to mention, just for nothing, it's Bianca Belair. So why not talk about her? So then we got this. I know this made a lot of people mad. Some wanted it, some didn't. I said this on the we did a live special, which was thank you guys out there on Unpopular Review Wrestling that tuned in and stayed in locked into that as we did that live watch along. So, as I said there, this is nothing that I didn't want. And that's to me sometimes the best thing in wrestling. When they can give me something that I didn't want, I didn't want to think about, but how they present it to me, it makes sense. And I like this. Okay. And Dice say, well, how can she do this? And she's not talking about Bianca. I'm talking about Becky Lynch. And this, and I'm going to say the same thing I say on that show here on the Mike Knox show. She's, in a sense, you know, I don't think she's this person, but like Charlotte Flair, you know what I mean? I'm sorry.
Charlotte Flair is the greatest women's wrestler of all time.
Tell me when I'm telling lies.
I'm just saying, but she can jump the line. And Jeffrey's comments, why wasn't it there? Because let's just be honest here of why they wasn't there. They're a match at WrestleMania. They're not this at WrestleMania. And I know you, what did I say right there? I'm done with Becky, to be honest. Hey, I have never been the man Becky Lynch fan ever. I respected her and her early grinds on SmackDown when she won the title for the first time in Richmond, Virginia, because I was not only because I was there, but it was a good moment at that time. But big time Bex felt good. Cheap Charlotte Pop, damn it, never a cheap Charlotte Pop. You just heard what Grandbody P just said. Sometimes people just come just for that, okay? They come just for that, okay? But I didn't want this moment. I got this moment. I think let's back and watch this moment because it's still the man, Becky Lynch. Then Seth Rollins comes out. I told you he was auditioning for Wicked, still holding on to that Bianca versus Rhea at WrestleMania 40. Maybe. I hold out for that as well. Again, this is the beauty of wrestling. Like this right here, what you guys are saying, this is why I love you guys so much. You're intelligent wrestling fans. We're talking what we want to see, not what we heard we would see. You know what I mean? And I like that because that's wrestling. That's what we can all sit here and vibe. I'll tell you what I think. Like sometimes you say some off-the-wall shit. You know what I mean? And you don't know, but that's not, nobody's writing it down saying I heard this somewhere, but we did see this and we saw this outfit that Seth Rollins had on, okay? And then your tribal chief came out and just tongue lashed him. I mean, he did. I you know what I'm saying? I didn't say that. You know what I mean? That's what Roman did to him. Okay? So I ain't got to really pause that. Okay? But he did. He did. But also, Seth always holds his own to me. More likes Bianca versus Jaden. No. Did you see Rollins John was out there talking? Yeah, because he had to do that. He has no choice. Right? And what this era is good at, more than any era, and that's because it's like I told my kids, like all of us, this is why I get mad about dirt sheets. We all should be better than 10 years ago. We all know what works. We know what moves, needles, and what don't. Now, the matter is, are you paying for it or are they organic? Right? Because I've seen people get 40,000 retweets and still only have 100 followers. So what makes you follow a person and do things like that? Right? So that's what you got to look at. But this right here, he knows that certain people don't like Roman. One of my best friends can't stand Roman. You know what I'm saying? He thinks this title run is just beneathly boring and crazy. The triple threat match. Liv Morgan shouldn't sniff a world title at WrestleMania, in my opinion. Y'all talk about people earning things. This is y'all words. What the fuck did Liv earn? Now, recall the story to me, and I maybe can't remember this, that before she left, I remember she gave up her title. Am I too far back now? Help me out. No, wrong way. Don't do that. You're doing it. You mess up the flow. You're messing up my scenery. Hold on. You can't hear yourself. So, I don't know why you're muted. So, I couldn't hear you. Go ahead. I can hear you.
She has the best story.
Who has the best story?
Liv.
Liv has the best story.
Liv has the better story than Becky right now because Liv actually has a point because Liv got injured by Rhea that took her off the shelf.
And that's what I was just bringing up, right? I did say unless that happened, I couldn't remember. Okay, and then she also has, for Vaughn's point, she should have something up as far as Bianca getting to that title first because she did eliminate Jade at the Royal Rumble. I still get that, okay? I'm still not adding her to a main event just because she's Liv Morgan. That's just me. And I reserve reasons for that again, why later, because as you see, I've said something last week, right? All of a sudden, like when you make your noodles, your pasta, right? How good are you at making your pasta? Do you still gotta throw your noodles on the wall and hope it stick? If you're still doing that, you can't cook. Okay? You learned that when you were like 7 years old and your mom said, here, go cook some spaghetti. At least, you know, in my day, you know, we can cook at seven. Hell, I was driving at 10 and 13. Okay? So, shut up, Dice. So, if you're still doing that, that what y'all be doing here is going to with Rhea versus Becky Lynch. So, here it is at this point. Let me get through this, all right? The Rock comes out, right? He goes, you don't get to pick the opponent. You messed up. You, my favorite line from Roman of all of them, you stupid. When Roman says, you stupid, you don't understand, right? That's my favorite Roman, okay? So then Rock comes out, right? Half the crowd's booing him, half the crowd ain't, right? So anybody who says, this was literally 50-50, right? Initially, last week, I said, there's no way, right, that they actually put all this together ahead of time. I just still don't believe that. If they did, man, it's like they say, man, they ain't that smart. You know what I'm saying? That just would have fallen into their hands, right? But, and I think this did just fall into their hands. So he comes out, we're going to do it for the people. We're going to do it for the culture. We're going to do it for the family, right? Look at the family tree. Look at that. You got people. Oh, my God. Uh-oh, hashtag get the third sheet. Oh, I can't wait for Two Words Are Too Sweet coming up soon, okay? Because he is officially signed because his name's on the tribal tree. Shit. Cody isn't going to finish the story. Charmaine, not at Mania, I hope. You know what I'm saying? Hashtag Hill Hollywood Rock. I'm with you. I will all hell the great ones. Should be the great ones. But I have a problem with that too. Let me get through with these damn comments. Just keep on going. Just let them pop up there. There's somebody up there. Just let me see him and let them sit there for like 5 seconds. If I stop, I stop. But I gotta get through this shit. It's a long goddamn show, y'all. Okay. Okay. But damn it. Damn it, Sean. Congratulations to our man D Block. He probably ain't watching this though, but if he is, congratulations to your son getting into college. That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? And man, the family tree, the lineage there, and the crowd starts to boo. Roman's like, what's wrong? What's wrong with y'all? What are y'all stupid? Look at Rock's arms. He's just like, damn. Like, I know I made fun of him even for getting out of breath too, but The Rock being out of shape is more in shape. The Rock's calves is more in shape than Mike Knox. Let's just be honest here, people. All right? So I think people, man, The Rock can't wrestle a match. Who gives a shit if he can wrestle a match? He's The Rock. The Rock should bring back 2003 theme. Listen, The Rock should have used the theme they never really used, but only in one time, and that was the joke with him and Method Man. Okay? That's my favorite Rock song, but, you know, they dabbed into hip-hop. They were too afraid. You know what I'm saying? Let's put an album out. I will laugh my ass off if Cody loses. Check it. Okay. So then they shake their hands. We're going to do it for the tribal people. It's going to be the biggest match in WrestleMania history. Cody comes out, which, Nietzsche, I said your name already three times today, so you get you enough points. So Nietzsche on the kickoff show goes, watch. He's going to say, you can't come out there and act like that. So Cody's going to come out there and say, hey, I don't like you did that. You just can't do that. And everything just changes because technically on SmackDown, he said, okay, you can take the place and I'm going to finish my story, not at WrestleMania, which technically was a verbal commitment. That's a contract. That's what Paul Heyman was complaining about. People, let's go into the NXT crew, right? NXT crew would say that is a technicality. Technically, Cody Rhodes can't wrestle Roman Reigns. Technically. Because a verbal contract, he said, I will not face you at WrestleMania. So hashtag we want Cody. Y'all some bitches and some crybabies. But it's okay. I want Cody too. Just not against, not just not, but it can be Rock and Roman. But then y'all mess up even more. As great as this is, y'all still messed up even more. Okay? So then, there it is. You can't change your mind. He said it again. What are you, stupid? We're the only family that matters. And he goes, yeah, family? How's Jay doing? Roman, that's fighting words. When a Samoan drops his jacket, that's like a black girl taking her earrings off. It's on. Okay? And you got to feel bad for them because all the fans of the family, the Anawani family, all them San Francisco 49er fans lost yesterday. So, I mean, damn. He lost his match with The Rock and he lost the Super Bowl. Damn, Tribal Chief, is Cody really trying to take everything from you? Is he really? Is this truly going to become Cody Mania? Like, I don't want to see this, right? But you fans do. And as of right now, that's where it looks like we're going, right? Because he takes his spot. He said, hey, there's more than one royal family. This family's royal too. And my people, you talk about me. Now, 2 months ago, maybe longer than that, right? I had this show where The Rock said, I think it was when Rock Hamm was on Pat McAfee that week. Remember I had the picture of Roman looking at Roman like a little cousin picture? He was all cheesing, right? That's what happened in this moment. Secretly believe Cody Roman and The Rock were working together to screw Roman. The Rock, you know what? The Roman's guard down and get him all fit, him all comfortable. That's some Mike Tyson WrestleMania 14 shit. And I was going there with this today as well. So way to be intelligent wrestling fans. Can we put a star by that? Because I'm going to start looking at these mentions and things, because things in 2024, y'all, make sure y'all like, follow, and subscribe are going to change. Okay. The merch is coming. Things is coming. I can't be having all that stuff behind me on the wall. I can't keep getting blessed by beautiful companies like Chalkline and beautiful fans like my man Anthony and people out there that's been holding me down. King Vaughn Jr., those kind of things, and not start to show some gratitude and for you guys. Look at that. I just mentioned his name. Jesus Christ. If Cody wins, if Cody wins, what are his promos going to do be like then? That's the thing, right? Everybody's talking about that. Once he gets the title, what the fuck you going to do when the story is finished? That's by that. It can be boring. But anyway, here it is. This is where I got to come at all my black fans, right? Yeah, I'm talking to you. You put your thumbs up backstage, Vaughn. You in this, just so you know. I love you, but you're involved in this. Y'all got to stop. If I see one more goddamn Cody Rhodes mixed in with my Dr. Martin Luther King, okay, and my Malcolm X, okay, and saying he belongs there with the forefathers of black social justice in America, y'all need to stop, because that man is 100% a white man, okay? Just because he's down with the brown, go back and watch the movie Malcolm X. It was in that, and I don't know if this is a true thing or not, but it was in the movie, okay? The girl came out from the college, he was speaking, she said, oh, I love you, Malcolm X. How can I do to help you out? He said, nothing. Okay? Well, so what the hell is Cody going to do for black America? But the smack heard around the world, right here, they want to put this in the black national anthem there in D.C. They want to put this in the archives there. So disrespectful, as we give respect to Black History Month. So, man, that's what it is. All right? Smack him in the face. Look at that. Rock, you. Hold on. You got to say it because Dice pointed out. Damn, that's 4 points. When The Rock says, let me make this perfectly clear, it's getting serious in this piece. Okay? And it got so good that I don't know why y'all missed this. Why it ain't being talked about? My man Phillip Brooks over there, okay, on the side, all hurting shit. They gotta do something because they just paid the man. He's like on the jaw. There it is. Thank you. He's on the pound. Talking about, I told you the way it was like that. I told you. You can't do that, Seth Rollins. On you just come in here and do this shit, Chips. That's not right. You can't do this shit. You can't do that. The corporate. If this is a plan to screw Roman Reigns, F every last single one of y'all, okay? Going backstage, he's like, you see this shit? You better fix it. And then all of a sudden, the wrestling world say, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Because at this moment right here, when we got this, and Triple H's face looking like this, he came on SmackDown and he said one line and said, know your role. Or it doesn't matter what you say. That was what it was. It doesn't matter. All of a sudden, the wrestling world said, this is going to be Triple H pacemaker versus Rock out of shape. And some idiot fans out there right now, I'm sorry, look at my face. I can't erase that from history. Okay. Look at my face. Triple H is going to wrestle again. Y'all out there saying one more match and you still got it. Y'all stop that. Those are two of the worst chants in wrestling history. You still got it in one more match. And AEW fans, but it's a normal match, screaming, that's holy shit. Holy shit. I can't get enough of it. Listen, we're going to take one more break. And then I'm going to ask you a question, right? Before I get into SmackDown, what happened with that next? Because I think what they did with this press conference is top five WWE moments of all time. Speaking of top fives, did y'all see the Super Bowl yesterday? Did y'all see? We're going to talk about the top five halftime performances at the Super Bowl. And I'm just going to say some shit that, you know, you maybe should know, but wrestling did have some halftime shows. Are they in there? We'll be right back, y'all, with This Week in Wrestling and Two Words, Two Sweets. Be right back.
The following announcement has been paid for by the New World Order.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, the Almighty Dice Man, a.k.a. the Z is Solid, and I am back with what we like to call Two Words For You or Two Sweet. Let's jump right into it. John Laurinaitis Knight tries to clear his name from the Vince McMahon scandal. And my whole thing on this, accountability. You had the option to say yes. You had the option to say no. You had the option to tell somebody. You didn't neither of those things. Therefore, you ain't getting off that easy. We got two words for you. Now, on the two sweet side of things, Mercedes Moné to debut at AEW's Big Business. Anybody care? I think too much time has passed. So, of course, the AEW marks want to bust nuts all over this, but this is one of the worst kept secrets since Cody Rhodes and re-debuting at WrestleMania versus Seth Rollins. So, too sweet, but validity. Yeah, it's okay. All right, now, Triple H or Batista versus The Rock at Mania. Stop with the reaching. Y'all stop giving these dirt sheets validity. Stop giving them wheels to roll with, legs to stand on, because this is getting out of control. This don't need two words for you. I ain't even going into that. Now, too sweet, Scott D'Amore was fired for trying to buy TNA, and I'm going to believe that and give that too sweet, because the man was there for 20 plus years. He's been there since the beginning. He got the name back from Jeff Jarrett. He built that company back up to some respectability, and then Anthem comes over and like, hot tag, we'll take him here, big dog. Go on, get up out of here. So he'll be fine. He'll land on his feet. He'll get in AEW somewhere. WWE as a producer or something like that. He'll be fine. So too sweet that. Now, two words for you. Damian Priest says he can't cash in on an injured Seth Rollins. I'm going to two words that. Reason why, most of the cash-ins are for the fact that the opponent or the champion is injured. I get it. Seth's probably not going to get in the ring till Mania, but still, he could have said that a little bit differently. So I'm going to give that two words. Now, too sweet Okada to sign with AEW. That's another worst kept secret in my opinion, only because I don't think that WWE style of wrestling and Okada style of wrestling are hand in hand. He's definitely more AEW than WWE. But again, at this point with AEW's roster, how much do we really care? Now, two words for you. Last one. WWE is wiping Brock Lesnar from company's history. I'm going to two words that because you can't wipe the man what the man's done. You can't do it. You can't do it. You can step away from it. You can distance yourself. But you can't erase what the man has done. So, two words for you on that. Now, two sweet side of things to end this. Drew McIntyre versus Seth Rollins at Mania. I'm going to two sweet that. Drew is looking like the only believable heel to versus Seth Rollins with this whole Cody Rhodes thing. It's not looking too good for Seth. And Drew's looking really strong ever since he flipped the switch with his promos. Things what he did with CM Punk. So, we're going to two sweet that. Now, that's my time, everybody. Y'all know the slogan. Everybody get on the train. Say, fuck Dave Meltzer. Let's get that trainer. You know what I'm talking about? Look at it. UPR. Z is Solid. We the ones. And respect.
Yo, 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 yo. It's crime time.
EST.
Soul Man. Rocky Johnson. It's the Honky Tonk Man. NWO. Can you smell what The Rock is cooking? UPR and Around the Blocks give to you This Week in Wrestling History with King Von.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Of course, it's King Von Jr., the Victorious Ones Podcast, the Perfect Flex Talk Radio, here to give you the week in wrestling history. On this day in 2012, February 12th, history was made in New Japan's the new beginning of Osaka, Japan. The main event, Okada defeated Tanahashi to win the IWGP Heavyweight Championship. And so so this would be Okada's first title reign. And so, and of course, with the win, he ended Tanahashi's 404-day reign, and Okada himself would hold the title for 720 days. And of course, in 2017, Bray Wyatt won his first WWE Championship in the main event of the Elimination Chamber as he defeated AJ Styles, Baron Corbin, Dean Ambrose, John Cena, and The Miz. And of course, on the same night, Naomi defeated Alexa Bliss for the SmackDown Women's Championship. On that same day in 2019, Pedro Morales passed away at the age of 76. And of course, he was the very first Triple Crown champion in WWE history. He went to the Hall of Fame back in 1995. February 13th, 1997, infamously Shawn Michaels forfeited the WWF Championship as he, quote unquote, lost his smile. And so of course, as a result, Bret Hart ended up facing Stone Cold Steve Austin at WrestleMania 13, and Undertaker would defeat Psycho Sid for the WWF Championship. On February 13th, 2006, John Cena retained the WWE Championship against Edge with Mick Foley as a special guest referee on episode episode of Monday Night Raw, and Bret Hart was announced as the inductee for the Hall of Fame that same year. In 2017, Bayley defeated Charlotte Flair for the World Women's Championship. Of course, on February 14th, Valentine's Day, St. Valentine's Day Massacre, Stone Cold Steve Austin defeated Vince McMahon in a steel cage match to become the number one contender for the WWF Championship of WrestleMania 14. And that was the debut of the Big Show. February 15th, 1999, The Rock regained the WWF title for Mankind in a ladder match episode of Raw. On the same day, Eddie Guerrero defeated Brock Lesnar for the WWE Championship in No Way Out. Of course, on the same day in 2009, Edge lost the title in the first of two Elimination Chamber matches at No Way Out in Seattle. February 16th, Bret Hart won his fourth WWF Championship in a featured match of In Your House, the Final Four in Chattanooga, Tennessee, as he defeated Stone Cold Steve Austin. To be Stone Cold Steve Austin, the Undertaker and Psycho Sid. As far as birthdays, February 12th, One Man Gang turns 64, and February 15th, Rich Swann turns 33. That is your week in wrestling history. Mike Knox, back to you.
Yo, 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 it's crime time.
EST.
Soul Man, Rocky Johnson, it's the Honky Tonk Man, NWO. Can you smell what The Rock is cooking? UPR and Around the Blocks give to you This Week in Wrestling History with King Vaughn.
This is Harry Smith, and you're listening to the best damn show in radio with Mike Knox.
Wow, we still do that. All right. Listen, welcome back, y'all, to the Mike Knox Show. And listen, here on Umpire Review Entertainment, like, follow, subscribe. Shout out to the Z is Silent with Few Words or Two Speech. Shout out to the Victorious Ones podcast, very young 301 King Vaughn Jr. on the Twitter, holding it down as well. Thank you, fellas, for that. The weekend wrestling's always fire as well. Man, listen, so some things, right? So one of the things is this whole kickoff thing and where I think wrestling stands, right? I said this, I'm accused. If you know me, not just listen to the Mike Knox Show on Mondays or the shows that I appear on over the years, but like if you get to talk to me a lot, I'm known as that's the greatest of all time shit, right? So I always got to kind of like pull stuff back and try to, once I initially say it, I try to like categorize it, right? So like I thought I didn't get what I wanted from WrestleMania, wrestling fans, right? Not one time did you see me get online and voice my displeasure.
You know what I'm going to do about it? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tweet my displeasure.
Huh?
That's right. I'm going to jump on social media and I'm going to tweet about it.
See, I don't do none of that, right? So I watched the show. I wanted Rock and Roman, and they have, to me, bumped Roman Reigns down to little cousin. This is why it better not be a trick of the enemy, right? Walking out the back of the press conference, and you hear Rock saying, or Roman saying, I told you, and Rock's like, never again, I believe you. Like, so like Roman had always been saying to him, the company sees this in this kind of way. So I don't want to believe they are setting him up the way WrestleMania 14 did. But what I do know, in that press conference, the way the world looked at it, the way we went live, the way the Rock is the Rock and the Cody crybabies came out of the world. And again, I'm a Cody Rhodes mark, y'all. I think Cody fans just, y'all forget, and this is where when I ask the question to the Jobber Tears podcast, what are wrestling fans' issues? We can't enjoy anything because we don't get what we want. We voice our displeasure. We cry and bitch on the internet. We like, yeah, I mean, clearly, when you were a kid, you had to have been super spoiled. Or in my day, you got a lot of ass whoopings. Because that's how much y'all cry. Like today, if my kid cries because they don't get anyone, I can't pop them. Right? I go to jail for that shit. When I was a kid, pooty's hanging. I'm sorry, what? Which one of y'all kicked me? Right? That's how fast you got your ass smacked for crying and complaining. The way you guys cry and complain. But it made me think. That was the biggest thing to me in WWE history. One of the biggest. They've done press conferences before. We've had big moments in the WWE, right? The biggest moments to Mike Knox has been WrestleMania 3. The press conference, it was him versus Andre. And we all know what happened when he slammed Andre, right? It's Black History Month. Don't get it twisted. That's the Baltimore on the Mike Knox Show. We don't say his name. And damn sure not both of them, okay, if I do slips out. But WrestleMania 3, him versus Andre, one of the biggest ones in wrestling history. Again, I will always say, wrestling would not be here without him, who should not be named on the Mike Knox Show. Then we got WrestleMania 28, The Rock and Jonathan Horatio Rodriguez, Tom Brady, Cena. One of the biggest things ever, because The Rock had left, Cena, who he was at this moment in time, starting to be hated by wrestling fans at this point, but had enough fan base and idiots and super marks like myself who took his side over The Rock's. Okay, Z, what? Don't say it. Don't put it on my screen. You tried to anchorman me. Okay, so stop it. I will block this room. I will block it. But they say shut it down. Okay, shut it down. Then we get WrestleMania 6. Well, there you go. We get WrestleMania 6, and we get the Ultimate Warrior versus Lord Voldemort. Again, biggest moments in the WWE's history. We got Rock and Stone Cold, their press conference, My Way or the Highway, and every single one of the matches they had that was not that song and other songs from WrestleMania 15 on, legends were born, and they were the biggest things in wrestling. Can't forget what made Stone Cold was my guy, Shawn fucking Michaels, the Heartbreak Kid himself. Press conference, the whole Mike Tyson thing. You're talking about something big in professional wrestling. This was big.
One without the other isn't any good. Oh, I knew he was going to do that.
You know what? And if you knew he was going to do that, then you know something else.
To do it.
One thing I would give wrestling fans credit for, them having to change this whole thing right here made it bigger. This is WrestleMania. And this is Endeavor, this is TKO, everyone it is called now. I'm not in for all that kind of stuff. This is the WWE. This is the Triple H era to Mike Knox. Okay? What the hell is the head shaking for? Speaketh. Speaketh. Your microphone's muted. Speak.
You I can talk. You hear me?
I'm here. Yes.
Oh, good. Great. Listen, this is the stupidest shit ever. This is dumb. Fan have no control over this. You never were in control. Do you know what this is? This is the old man dangling the dollar. Oh, you almost got it. Oh, got to be quicker than that. Listen, they're not stupid. They have the, if Triple H all of a sudden has his ear to the whole social media of wrestling for the whole year, the whole entire time that he's ever been in control, right? Do you think that he doesn't think that if they bring Rock in front of Cody, that they're not going to get backlash? This is all I'm saying. They've always praised Triple H. He's doing a great job. This is better than Vince has ever done. Da-da-da-da. And then all of a sudden, you think that Triple H doesn't know what he's doing at this point in time? Well, I just think that fans, if we're talking about intelligent wrestling fans, like somebody put in the chat that maybe the whole thing was, why would Rock become Cody's counsel just to side with Roman?
Yeah.
It makes sense to have him play.
It does. It's a storyline. It does. Yeah. So it's the Mike Tyson effect, that whole thing.
And
but,
it's to me, damn it, is the fans that are doing this goofy shit. That's what I'm back to you, brother.
But see, and that's the caveat in this whole entire thing, right? Is that is sort of why it's awesome. Because I will say this much. If VKM was in charge, we'd have got Rock and Roman. Automatically, there would be nothing to be talked about. And this is where they say, well, oh, and guess what? This wrestling fan would have been okay with that. But what would not have been okay, and why I do deem this, Mike Knox has deemed this the Triple H era, is because he does hear the fans. He has more, Tony Khan in him. Yep, there it is. He has more Tony Khan in him than people give him credit for. Tony Khan just don't have the machine behind him, okay? Because he don't want to hear Rock get booed. That wasn't the plan. It was supposed to be, you know what I mean? That wasn't the plan. So they were, and it was being talked about. It was talked about in our chat. And when he said it, I mean, it was literally everywhere. They were going to try to hijack WrestleMania. And as a wrestling fan, I hate those moments when they're not. Daniel Bryan kind of deserved it. But damn, just like in the same situation, y'all just said, fuck Batista? When y'all love Batista? And I love Daniel Bryan. I think it was one of the biggest moments ever. But that was whack to me. So I'm enjoying it. I say it's one of the biggest things they've ever done, because for them to fix it, to put this press conference up there, watching this shit like a UFC boxing press conference, this shit was big. It was talked about everywhere to the point they had a WrestleMania trailer at the Super Bowl. One last time it's been a wrestling anything at the Super Bowl. Okay? Shout out to nobody ever wanted to see Deadpool, but now it's called Deadpool the Wolverine. You got my money. Exactly. Okay.
Yeah. I got something too.
Go ahead.
Yes. So like and thing about it is that when it came to like a Daniel Bryan situation, you know, I believe that he was an exception, not the rule. And so in the sense of that, see, that was the thing I was nervous about with this whole hijack and the backlash and the type of thing that they're going to initially, like, you know, each, especially with these theories about each time WrestleMania hits, you know, like the 10-year mark or whatever, usually it's going to turn to a triple threat type of thing. And that's one of the last things that we need. And so it's like one thing, it's like on one hand, you know, you have your favorite, which is Cody. I don't really see him too much of an underdog, but that's neither here nor there. But anyway, even though you may have your favorite, but at the same time, you don't want to under, you know, like the fans. Have,
you can't.
Yeah. You can't undermine The Rock's, you know, pedigree and his credentials, just like they were doing.
But they did. Yeah. That's the thing though here, Vaughn. And thank you. They did though. They actually did. This is why people like the executive consultant is pissed off. There's a huge rocket. And this is where I also say, we still got 50 some odd days to go, right? Because you have idiots coming up with things telling you that this is 100% that you're going to get. I'm sorry, I got to go back to it. What's the title of the show? It is confirmed at WrestleMania that this is your match. And that's why I have the problem with, because it's caused so much. What's going on, Ty? It's all a work, pre-planned. I can't believe that. I'm going to say it today. I just don't think so. It's been planned to be Rock Roman, and you don't have to believe me. That's okay. I don't know this. This is just this one intelligent wrestling fan's storyline, booking, following the breadcrumbs that are laid before me, thought in his pattern. I've been saying it for 4 years, and it's always been about whether if The Rock could make it happen. It's been the Tribal Chief's gimmick from the beginning. I'm going to say this shit every fucking show I'm on. It's been about rocking Roman from day one. So for every fan to say, give me Cody in this, I get it. Only thing you have to stand on is that, then why'd you let him win the Royal Rumble? And that is 100% fair to the entire conversation, is that part right there. Last comment, Dice. Come on.
Quick question. If it was always going to be Rock and Roman for 40, don't you think that the buildup would be more than this? We've got more buildup for Cena and Rock in both years than we did with this. So don't you?
I would, well, for me, I would say, to answer the question, I would say you don't need it, right? I go back to Heaven versus Hell. I go back to WWE, and I've said this week before last or last week. They're known. They are experts at putting a Mania main event match together in 2 months. Because you don't need that much time. You know, it's not Mark Henry coming back, taking on Undertaker in a cage match. You know what I mean? Kind of a thing. It's The Rock. His very essence brings people, right? It's like the Pat McAfee effect for those who are new to that world, right? Pat McAfee brings a group of people with him that enjoys his type of administration. Same thing, like all of a sudden Shannon Sharp now, which is, he got a certain contingent of people that will follow Shannon Sharp, right? The Rock is that same way, bigger than all of those names that I've named, right? So in Roman, it's, hey, I'm gonna say pray for me because I found out that I have diabetes. Well, brother, my thoughts and prayers are with you. Absolutely. Get through that. And again, listen, that ain't nothing but a thing. We gonna pray that up out of here, brother. Okay. Let that be gone. Okay. And I get an amen. Yes. Okay. The one thing Rock has started in interviews is long game. So WB may pulled the audible, but hey, it's my XL. But it doesn't say extra long. Listen, did you not see my tick? My new chalk line jacket. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to them. It's the big Super Bowl. But now we're gonna get this. This match right now at WrestleMania, but now what will happen at Elimination Chamber? What will Triple H do? He came on SmackDown. He told him this is what it's going to be. That's the match, right? And then this is when the bullshit came from, because he made the comment towards Triple H about, you know, know your role. It doesn't matter. Then we get, see, can we talk about this? There's other things somebody had earlier, right? Jeffrey had in there earlier about EO and Bailey. What Bailey we're going to get? Whose side is King Kota really on in a situation? That was on SmackDown. We got Bianca Belair gets her match, and she's in Elimination Chamber. Becky Lynch wins her match on Raw, didn't talk about it. She's in Elimination Chamber. Then we get this at the end of SmackDown as Drew McIntyre, I think he goes, no, he's in the chamber. He got his, and then Randy Orton won his to get into the chamber. Then we got another big match tonight with LA Knight and them on it, so they're already in the chamber. Then, what do you want to call them? Can't call them the Brawling Brutes anymore, right? But they've earned themselves a tag team title match. At Elimination Chamber, I think they're there truly because they're the European affiliate from NXT UK, which are the two of them. So that's just smart to put them back in there. That's what you call, y'all ready for this, wrestling fans? Shit. I'm not a booker, but this is good booking, right? You bring the people home. Why you think Selena Vega got over so big in Puerto Rico? It's not, I'm not taking nothing from Selena. Selena fans, come and get at me now. Okay, calm it down. But she wasn't getting that pop in D.C., right? She may get that pop in New York on the Puerto Rican Day Parade. But that's about it. Okay, Mike, you saw the trailer of WrestleMania at the Super Bowl. Yes, I did. I saw all the trailers at the Super Bowl. And here's the one thing about Super Bowl I think is dumb, and they pay $7 million for this shit. To go watch the trailer on YouTube. What the fuck? Y'all just be throwing money away for the Super Bowl. Can I please get any kind of residuals from that shit? All right, because that's insane. $7 million to say, go even, you can't even watch this shit. I don't even want you to watch the whole thing here. Because I want to get my own money off of YouTube. They got, there it is. They got to get their money back. I just paid $7 million. If I get what Deadpool and Wolverine had, $13 million this morning already. Okay, in less than 24 hours. So they're getting their money back. But then this Friday, we will get The Rock and Roman on SmackDown. We will get that. And then if you're in the Philadelphia area, Unpopular View will be there. Mike Knox and the family will be there. I think I got both my producers and my vice president of content creation on Unpopular View, Dazia Silent, all going. I think a lot of the people, the crew is going. They're going to do Stand Deliver. They're going to do Hall of Fame. You know what I mean? I'm just still trying to wait up and find out what's going on Wale Mania. I'd like to take my wife to that. It's my wife attending her first WrestleMania weekend as well. But all that, real fast, just through Dynamite. I want to pay no respects. Because I think Quietly has kept Dynamite had the best wrestling show of the week. As far as wrestling is concerned. So I did keep this in here just for that. And I get them comments and second for guys. I still want to tell you about my top 5 Super Bowl moments. Get ready to write that down as well. But Strickland and Hangman Page, I mean, I gave them match of the year last year. So they did it again. And listen, is Hangman Page a face? Because it was like, no 5 minutes. I beat you. Like, I've never seen a face do that. That threw me off. Then they got a triple threat match. But then this Darby Allin, I don't like how they did Ricky Starks and like this. I feel like every time somebody gets a title, they just do Ricky Starks out dirty and just takes his title off of him. Just so Darby Allin and Sting can get the titles. Like I said, that Sting won his 25th championship. Okay. But then the way the Matthew and them came out, the Young Bucks whooped their ass and not all right, was fire. Then they wore the outfits on Collision. I forget what show it was. Or Rampage that same night. So it was Rampage, because that's when they record them. And they came out and had their same suits on with all the blood from Darby Allin. Amazing. But then this shit, I had to talk about it. You got the Shield and the biggest, some of the biggest things in TV history going on right now. But Daniel Bryan, I love you, DB. I really do, Daniel Bella. I really do. I got so many of the same. You think I got a lot of the same acknowledge me t-shirts? I got a sense of the same yes t-shirts. Okay? I bought all them fits for one little twinker in my eye that changed it. That's how much of a damn supermarket Daniel Bryan fan I am. But brother, you, Moxley, and Cesaro, y'all got beat down by, what did Steve say in the chat? Conditioners 1, 2, and 3. What the fuck was this? Like, come on, man. Y'all deserve better than that. So I had to talk about it today. All right. And then I want to talk about this before I get about here. And I'm going to the comments first, DJ. Can you put some up for me before I get into this top 5 Super Bowl of all time? I sent that to you, right, Vaughn? You can go ahead and tweet that with that Super Bowl hashtag in there, too, as well, of the same hashtags. What we got in the chat room, Dice? I didn't even watch Super Bowl, okay? What was going on? Jay Kurt, there was on. Somebody said that, and I missed that. And I could have sworn I watched all of it. It must have been, was it like a half a second? All right, can somebody link that one to me? I miss Jay Cargill there. I'm definitely my dude would have said something. What else we got going on? George, go to UltimateDanielFest.com. Basically, there's a Turnhill recipe. There you go. Get that out there. Absolutely. And talk to my man Anthony. He definitely throws some prayers on you on there. Okay. And I'm also with that. I'm my wife. I can't say me, right? Because I have a beautiful woman by my side that keeps me there, right? She's definitely in this healthy living and lifestyle. You know what I mean? Before Dr. Sabi, whatever, my wife was doing that as far as, you know, ginger shots what do you call it? Cayenne pepper shots and things like that to heal yourself. The game was a pure black back and forth. Loved it. I thought the Super Bowl was good as well. It did start off pretty slow, but I thought it was a really, really, really good game. They're going to overtime. I think it's embarrassing for the coach to not know the rules of overtime. I thought I've never, ever seen a quarterback ever be cocky. And he was cocky as shit in that press conference on ESPN when he said, hey, we always laugh about it. We made the rule anyway, and that he made another rule for us. What's next? It's like Aston checking in. I'm worried for AEW with everything they're going to with WWE Creative. I really believe that AEW doesn't stand a chance, but Mercedes Moné might be the one to bring that. Listen, I'm glad you brought it up because I knew it was something I wanted to bring up, and Dice brought it up, and his two words are too sweet. I love Mercedes Moné, Sasha Banks, however you want to call her. I really, really do. But the steak is not sizzling anymore in her career. And AEW cannot fix her career. Now, will you get your enjoyment for her being there? Will you get the hot, sweet pop for 6 months? I'm sorry, with all due respect towards AEW, this is why I have a tough time watching it since certain things have changed in AEW. I still watch it. I've never been the huge, biggest fan. I do watch Dynamite. I will not hear and tell you I watch Rampage. I don't even know Rampage is on half the time that I'm up on a Friday night and Dice say, and I'm like, what are you watching? And I'm watching some movie or something. And Dice like, Rampage, what do you think? Dice watches all that shit. And I go, oh, okay, well, let me know if something happened, right? I don't watch this shit. I'm being honest. I watch Dynamite and Wednesdays are Bay nights. I don't even watch Dynamite live. I wake up in the morning and watch Dynamite, okay? So I think just like Raw used to be years ago, the best way to watch this shit is fast forwarding sometimes. It's 3 hours. Okay, you catch Raw about 40 minutes late, Raw be great every single week. Just fast forward through all the bullshit. You catch up right at the end. Okay, but that stuff's not going to happen. But top five Super Bowl, they say Ursa kicked it yesterday, right? Because Mercedes Moné is not going to kill an AEW. Let's just be honest with that, right? They can't help. But let's say most memorable halftime shows are Prince, The Weeknd, Usher, Janet, ripping off her clothes. See, but that wasn't a good performance, though. Okay? And I like a lot of names you had up there. Talk about y'all. If I had honorable mentions, The Weeknd would definitely be up there. Bruno Mars would be up there. I'm one of the biggest Bruno Mars fans of my circle to kind of say, like, I believed in him in that. But love them both. But for me, number five, y'all forget Dr. J and them set this shit the fuck ablaze. Okay, I just think for some reason, y'all forgot Dre in LA as the fucking Rams win the Super Bowl, came out, and literally, I'm sorry, people, I'm from the MTV era. I was playing at the Dice earlier today, right? I'm innocent. I'm innocent. Murder Was the Case is now performing at the Super Bowl. 50 Cent Power Universe Jackson Kanan's own at the Super Bowl. What's the 411 getting my ass beat to Not Gonna Cry No More? And the greatest white rapper of all time with The Future, who says, I don't even want to be the future, I'm so damn great. And Kendrick Lamar and the man that beats women, Dr. Dre. Come on, y'all. That performance was amazing. Okay, let's not forget it. Number five. Number four, it was last night. Anybody say to me, listen, this is my list. I know Jackie Sultan said it's the best of all time. And I'm not going to disagree with you on that. That's your opinion. That's your list. Right? It started off kind of slow, but this shit right here, son, this man was in roller skates dancing and singing. What the fuck are y'all talking about? This man is on roller skates. Rolling Stone show was good. That was a very good one, and I respect that. 100% I respect it. And that's the thing. That's the thing here. This can also be, in the words of Blue Chips, culturally biased, right? This can be culturally biased, okay? So, number four for me, Usher them last night, as my cousin put on social media, like, Dr. Dre showed the world about the West Coast. Usher brought the world to Atlanta. Okay? That man started off on some Vegas shit with the people popping and dropping all over the place. But once they fixed that man's microphone, they killed it. Mike, I tagged you in the commercial feature. Thank you very much. Once they They flipped the script. They didn't look back. Only negative with this is why I came number one for me. I didn't hear enough songs. Not saying he didn't get them all in. I didn't hear them. They were so fast. It was like a snippet. It's like you're going through the seek on your radio station. We still got radio, right? It's just going through the songs. It's what it did. Switching the channels. Number three, y'all tripping. Y'all tripping. Kanye West said she got fucked, right? Her husband said she got fucked. So she said, I'm going to make a country album so I can't get fucked. Y'all forget what the fuck Beyonce did at the Super Bowl? Bruno Mars, forget what Beyonce did at the Super Bowl? Come on. In music, there are famous names that will never die. We just heard one in the chat, the Rolling Stones. Rolling Stones, the Beatles, Elvis, Madonna, Michael Jackson, Prince, Beyonce, y'all. Beyonce, y'all. Beyonce. And then it was so unapologetically black. Y'all thought I'm going to put that in my Black History Month? Well, she did something that goddamn fire. Here come. It's been a while, y'all. Where the fuck is this shit at? I'm looking for it. You can see my eyes. I don't even care. I'm going to find it. I'm going to find it. Where the hell you at? Where are you at? Come on. Where you? It's all the way up here. What the hell happened to my shit? It's not it. All right, fine. Oh, there it is. I'm black, y'all. Gotta play it, okay? Number two, the man made it rain purple, y'all. Purple Rain. It was so. I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna get my rubber reins on when he had his suit on and Paul Heyman was behind him. It was orgasmic. When Prince did that shit, okay? That shit was fire, yo. And let's not forget, y'all, the King of Pop. Let's just stop it right there, okay? I don't give a damn what anybody tell me for the rest of your life. I don't give a damn about you think about the man. This man jumped on stage and would sit there for 5 minutes and never move, and no one is. Everybody's screaming and lost their voice before he even said a word. And then the next time you see him, he don't sing. He just changes his position. And he's still screaming. Michael fucking Jackson, y'all. The greatest Super Bowl performance of all time. Michael Jackson won. Prince making it rain, Purple Rain number two. Beyonce, Super Bowl 50, black on black on black on black on black on black number three. I just showing the world. I'm sorry, y'all want to verse with me versus Chris Brown? Are y'all fucking stupid? This man got songs that will never die. Like Goonies. We will never die. That is Usher. And last but not least, number four on there is definitely them right there, Dr. J and them. But listen, honorable mention got to go to halftime. Y'all forget Rocky. Y'all forget Rock and Mankind. I'm going to tie them for five with the West Coasters. I mean, since Dr. J be beating women and shit, I'm just saying. I got to do it, right? Like, listen, y'all want to call y'all shit out about what people be doing behind closed doors. What's not being done behind closed doors, the way men be hitting women. And I may love this music, and that's whatever the case it may be, but Dr. J needs help. Y'all talking about everybody getting canceled. I ain't saying canceled because the man got an album coming out with Marsh Ambrosia. And oh, my God, I can't wait for that. Okay? That's going to kill the biz naive. Okay? But I'm going to put number five, Halftime Heat, Rock and Mankind in an empty arena whooping that ass. So I'm going to keep it a bean and say thank you guys for tuning in. Listen, comment below. Let me know your thoughts. I'm going to leave you with this because I am out of time because it is my time. I want to talk about it. And that was the women who are not going to be in matches. I hinted towards it last week. About them having their own show, right? It's now been rumored, which really irks my damn nerves, that they're talking about a women's intercontinental championship coming and having that. And I've been saying for a while now, do something like that at WrestleMania, right? Because we haven't had the Money in the Bank. They've kind of ruined that to me and made that into its own pay-per-view, so I can't even enjoy that because to me, it should have just stayed at WrestleMania. That's where that should have stayed. It was beautiful for that. And then they changed it because you fans, right? Do those kind of things. But I know that I had it, but I got to get the one that I made, not the one that was created for it. But I do think they're going to have their own show soon. So why not let them do it? The women need their own show. There are too many of them. They are too good, but they are agreed to put a mid-card championship on these women. What would we call this? Listen, they're just too deep. I personally think they have the deepest division in all of pro wrestling. It's the female division of the WWE. NXT crop is so thick, so deep. And yeah, I said thick. Okay, and I did say deep. I know exactly what I said. Thick and deep. Okay? All right? So, shit, I like my mashed potatoes lumpy. So just long as we got a lot of butter in them shits. Okay? Put some pepper on it, because, you know, salt and pepper's here, and we in effect. Listen, we're going to get up out of here. I'm wrapping it up, guys. I appreciate you guys. So do me a favor. Do not wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love Nathan Mick. And don't love God, y'all. And don't love professional wrestling. How hard is it to you guys to just stop crying and complaining and enjoy professional wrestling? My God, just have fun. Just have fun. That's all I ask you. And remember, when they tell you that this shit's going to happen, you tell them hashtag Death the Dirt Sheet. You tell them Mike Knox sent you. Because this right here was the dumbest shit I ever heard. We out here, y'all. Peace.
You ready?
Ready.
Let's go!
Lose it, bite my tongue for no one. I put you on blast. So all the news channels, y'all can kiss my ass. If a YouTuber Google me, turn it up and play it. Cause many people think it, I just had the balls to say it.